This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Will Walden. And in today's episode, we are focusing on two significant developments in the space industry. On one hand, Virgin Galactic is moving forward with its next-generation Delta-class space plane, following the successful commercial voyages of its VSS Unity space plane. And on the other, NASA is addressing vital concerns with the Orion spacecraft's heat shield following the Artemis 1 mission, critical for the safety of the crewed Artemis 2 mission, slated for November of 2024. Now, Virgin Galactic, having launched commercial space travel with VSS Unity, is now progressing towards its advanced Delta space plane. Unity, slated to be retired by mid-2024, will make way for Delta, offering greater capacity and efficiency. And this transition is part of Virgin Galactic's strategy to enhance its space tourism business, with a Delta expected to carry 6 passengers compared to Unity's 4 and requiring less maintenance for more frequent launches. Simultaneously, NASA is closely examining the Orion spacecraft's heat shield performance following the uncrewed Artemis 1 mission. The agency aims to ensure the shield's reliability for the upcoming Artemis 2 mission, which will carry astronauts around the moon. And NASA's commitment to resolving this issue before the scheduled November 2024 launch underscores the importance of safety in human spaceflight and lunar travel. Now, Virgin Galactic's commercial spaceflight journey began with the maiden voyage of VSS Unity on June 29th. And since then, the company has conducted several successful trips to the edge of space. However, attention is now shifting towards the Delta space plane. Virgin Galactic anticipates a limited number of remaining flights for Unity, marking a significant phase in its operational evolution. And the Delta-class space plane represents a technological leap forward while retaining a similar outer appearance to Unity. It also boasts a lighter composite structure and more advanced avionics, allowing quicker turnaround times between flights. This efficiency is central to Virgin Galactic's future operational plans and revenue model. And to support Delta launches, Virgin Galactic has teamed up with Aurora Flight Sciences, a Boeing subsidiary. And this collaboration focuses on developing new motherships vital for launching the Delta space planes. And these motherships, enhanced versions of the current VMS Eve carrier, will play a crucial role in scaling up Virgin Galactic's space tourism operations. Financially, Virgin Galactic's shift to Delta is driven by the potential for increased profitability. The company, having reported $2 million in revenue in the second quarter of 2023, sees the Delta as a key to unlocking greater financial success in the burgeoning space tourism market. And the new space plane, with its higher passenger capacity and increased ticket prices, presents a lucrative opportunity for the company. Now, over at NASA, scrutiny of the Orion spacecraft's heat shield is a response to unexpected findings during the Artemis 1 mission, and the shield experienced more erosion than anticipated during reentry, prompting a comprehensive review to ensure its effectiveness in protecting astronauts. And this investigation is crucial for the Artemis 2 mission, which will mark a significant milestone in NASA's Artemis program. NASA's officials, including Jim Free and Howard Hugh, have emphasized the company's dedication to understanding and resolving the heat shield issue. The Artemis 2 crew, led by Reid Wiseman, has also stressed their commitment to safety, asserting that the mission will only proceed once the vehicle is fully ready. And as Virgin Galactic prepares for the introduction of the Delta space plane and NASA addresses the challenges with Orion, these efforts highlight the dynamic and multifaceted nature of contemporary space exploration. Virgin Galactic's focus on commercial space tourism is opening up new possibilities for public access to space, while NASA's Artemis missions are pushing the boundaries of human exploration beyond Earth and to the lunar surface. And Virgin Galactic's transition to Delta and NASA's commitment to ensuring Orion exemplify the ongoing advancements in space exploration. They not only represent significant technological advances, but also underscore the importance of safety, efficiency, and innovation in shaping the future of space travel. I want to say thank you so much for listening to the show today. Don't forget to hit the subscribe or the follow button on whatever podcast platform you're on right now. All of our episodes are usually under 10 minutes long, and this one's about 5 minutes long. So it's designed to quickly bring you up to speed on the latest in space and technology. So stay tuned for more insights and discussions about the critical developments for NASA, Virgin Galactic, SpaceX, and spaceflight in general. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I will see you tomorrow.